And good morning. It is a Monday. It's an open phone day. Colin Letty, Mikey J across the console. We're talking about anything and everything that may be on your mind today. And again, it is the first weekend of soft opening. Did you do anything different, Mikey? Did you go out to dinner?
I did not. No, I didn't do anything fancy. I mean, I ordered out, but I've been doing that for several weeks
now. I'm wondering, so. I don't know how the restaurants did it. I know that there was sort of a little bit of confusion at some of the places. Okay, how do we set this up so that we can actually, you know, is it 50% or is it, what is the, I think it's half. You had half the capacity. Isn't that right for restaurants?
Yeah, it was something along those lines. I did witness people trying to skirt the whole bar law. You know, the bars haven't been allowed to reopen.
Right.
But places that serve food, who happen to be a bar, have reopened. So, what is stopping anyone from just going in and sitting at a table and drinking beer all night? Because several places in town were doing that. I guess
the question is, I don't know. What? Anybody have an answer on that?
I don't think we do, and that's a pretty blatant loophole in the
the
plan there.
If you're a bar that serves food, then you can open up as a restaurant technically. So why can't a regular bar open up? What is the difference?
That is a very good question.
There were several bars and restaurants that people were just hanging out drinking all night long, and it was, I don't know, just look around your social media, see if you can find someone you know that was out at a restaurant drinking, just hanging out at the bar drinking, because I know there were quite a few places here in town that were allowing it.
Well, and I think that's really the confusing point here, is that where do you, and if restaurants with bars can open up, why can't bars open up?
Yeah.
And I guess that's, you know, social distancing, as long as you're observing caution and social distancing, it shouldn't make any difference at all, should it?
I mean, no, but I mean, who's... It doesn't seem like anyone is enforcing these rules that they're putting in. Who's stopping a bar from bending the rules and just letting people stand and drink until 2 a.m.? Who is there to stop them? It doesn't seem like anyone right now.
Nope.
Unless a bunch of people complain about a certain place. But all this is doing is it's still hurting our bars. And if it's obvious that people want to get out there, they want to socialize, they want to drink. I got invited out several times this weekend to go spend time with friends who wanted to go. They were going all over town trying to find a place to drink, which should not be allowed, I guess, according to the rules right now. But that's the way it's going. So if there's somebody out there that can explain to me why it's okay to go to a restaurant and sit and get hammered, but it's not okay to go to a bar, even though many bars are serving food and are open right now, I would love to hear the reasoning behind that, but
I don't know.
Seems like a poorly drafted law or policy. I guess you would say.
I don't know. I guess that is a. I mean, that's part of the problem we have in terms of what is okay and what is not okay.
Every change to these mitigations has been surprisingly vague.
Yeah,
and there's really no specifics as to enforcement or what is allowed and what isn't.
I guess that's a question. If it's a bar or a bar and a restaurant, and you're at the bar, okay. You tell me the difference. There is no difference, is there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know a lot of places have taken the stools away from. I saw a couple of restaurants that have a bar that they've taken all the stools away from the bar, so you can't sit at the bar next to somebody, which is, you know, normal. That's fine, but if there's just a bunch of people just walking around, hanging out, it kind of defeats the whole purpose. And so I know plenty of people in town that have a bar, that own a bar or work at a bar, that would love to be back to work right now, that it just seems like it just because they don't serve food, they're not allowed to collect any money. But every single one of these restaurants is doing the exact same thing. So it's, I don't know, it's infuriating, the inconsistency in the opening. I think if we're going to open up at half capacity, are you more likely to get sick at a bar? I don't feel like you are. You know, and I think it should be our own personal responsibility whether we want to put ourselves at risk or not. You know, we've waited long enough. We've tried to flatten the curve, as they say. You know, I don't know how much flatter we can get it. We need to, you know, we need to start opening things up, and we need to, you know, stop being so afraid, I guess, in my own personal opinion.
Well, and I guess, I knew there would be confusion over what was okay and what was not okay, and how would people, can people abuse this situation?
Yes.
There's no doubt about that. I guess that's the question is, how do you, I'm getting my hair cut, but I know that next week, mm-hmm. I know the haircuts are backed up. And I know that there's a lot of rules that go into that as well. So I'm not sure exactly what you do to make that work.
Well, and then the other part about it is, okay, let's say somebody does complain. Is this now what our law enforcement is supposed to do? Be going around making sure everyone's 6 feet apart, making sure everyone's wearing a mask while they get their hair cut? Like, that's not what our law enforcement's for. But it seems like they're going to be the ones that are stuck enforcing this whole thing. This inconsistent list of rules about the whole shutdown. I feel bad for them because they're going to get a million calls about how people, this place isn't doing this right, or you need to go shut this person down. It makes it very hard to enforce the rules, consistently across the board.
All right. Well, I guess that's a question I don't have the answer to either. I guess. So what else is open that we know of? Yeah, that we are absolutely certain. I mean,
salons, barbershops, tanning facilities, I believe, was another one.
Yep.
Tattoo parlors, various retailers that were previously closed, such as, I assume, clothing and furniture stores. Basically, the two big ones that are still closed are bars and casinos.
Okay.
And casinos, I can understand that because they hold hundreds of people and it's a big confined area. But bars have a significantly lower capacity than any casino I've ever seen.
Yeah, casinos, I guess that's a question is, what is a will casinos eventually be open? And if they are going to be open, what's the rules on how many people can be in a casino? I mean, I guess that's a, and why are they not able to be open right now?
Yeah, why is a casino, I mean, if you limited the capacity of a casino, I don't understand what the argument is that it is more dangerous than anything else. I think they're still just going along the lines of they deem it as non-essential. Like, we can get by without gambling for a while, so let's not put anyone at risk because of that. But, I mean... In that same vein, it doesn't seem like it's any more dangerous. So, why not try to stimulate the economy a little bit more and let these casino workers and people that are cooped up in the house go gamble a little bit? It doesn't make a lot of sense to me the way that they've done it. I think bars and casinos should have been included. If I can go get a tattoo or go lay in a tanning bed, I should be able to go have a drink or go play a round of blackjack or something. You know, I understand if you want me to sit further away or limit the amount of people at a table or, you know, do every other slot machine. There's plenty of protocols you could put into place to try to remain safe that I feel like are fully within the limits of a casino to be able to pull off, you know, cleaning everything a little bit more, keeping people separated. I think that's fairly easy to do. If a restaurant can do it, I feel like a casino has way more staff, way more, you know, money at their disposal to be able to take care of something
like
that.
Are all stores open to be?
Retail stores are open today. Yep.
Okay. So what is not open anymore?
Bars and casinos. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Basically, yeah.
So, okay, so...
Yeah, so you can get a tattoo.
But a bar that's got a restaurant is open, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the casino...
As long as they serve food, essentially. As long as they have a health...
I mean, stuff like tanning and tattoo parlors, I get why those open, because 90% of the time, those services are by appointment. But I'm fully of the opinion, yeah, if you're going to open one, the other is not that far off.
Yeah,
so you should be able to open a bar and a restaurant at the same time.
Yeah, I don't see the big difference. I mean, what So I wish someone could give me a reason why a bar is different than a restaurant. Even if I've heard people say, well, a bar, you're all those cups and everyone's saliva and everything else, and somebody's handling. It's like, well, you're having the same thing at a restaurant. Somebody's carrying your food to your table. You know, you're sipping out of that.
Also, are people of the opinion that these facilities, that these bars don't wash things?
Right. Many bars use disposable cups, so that it's never going to get washed. It's going to get thrown away.
That's a non-argument then.
Yeah, it blows my mind. I still don't understand why we can't open a bar. And I wish somebody could give me good reason.
I think I'm going to try and put myself in the mindset of these people here.
Let's
and
see
I
it.
Think their thing is. They're worried about all these people huddled together in a confined area. Because you go to a bar on a weekend most nights, it's a few dozen people at least huddled in really, really close proximity, making it impossible to socially distance, for lack of a better term.
Well, I think that is probably the thing. It's not the how many people are there, but how do you socially distance within that? At a restaurant, you're sitting at a table. I suppose in a bar, I guess if you have nothing at the bar,
that's the best argument I could make for
wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't that be basically do the same thing?
Well, I mean, if you have a restaurant that seats 100 people and you stick 50 in it, you know how?
But you have to
you're sitting around 50 people. I mean, okay.
You have to separate.
Okay,
you think I can't? No, you do have to separate out, and that's how the restaurants is their part of the thing.
But it defeats the whole purpose. If you have a party of four, and you're four different people from four different households that show up and get a table for four people, how is that any different than you sitting close to another table? You have just because you've chosen to expose yourself to those other three people of your four top that you decide to go out in, aren't you just just as much of a risk exposing yourself to those three people as anyone else?
Plus, you don't know where the waitstaff's been.
Yeah, you don't know where the waitstaff's been. You don't see the cooks. I mean, there's so many variables in the whole thing. How is it safer that you can just get your random group together in the parking lot, walk in and sit at a table, but you can't be close to someone that you don't know. It's such a stupid rule in my opinion. You know, it's not like this is a whole family that lives together and have all shared the same germs and have quarantined together. No, people are saying, oh, Karen, let's get Susie and let's go get the girl group together and let's go chug wine at Applebee's. You know, that's what's happening. How is keeping them 5 feet away from another table going to stop all of them from giving each other the coronavirus?
I suppose
it's stupid.
The same thing you were telling me about golf carts and whether you had two different golf carts and you said, well, wait, nobody's doing that.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, so basically it's sort of like do this at your own risk, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, is that the rule?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what the rule should be, but it's what it is. It's showing how arbitrary all these rules are. These rules are only to make you feel good. They're not there to keep you safe, because if they were, they'd be a little bit more strict. All right.
You don't talk about strict. Let's talk about all these restrictions that are still happening in Illinois, where if you have more than this many people in a restaurant, or if you're a bar and you try to open, you're going to get a letter from the office of Governor Pritzker telling you to close down. And I've seen people in the state sending letters to Congress to tell them to tell Governor Pritzker to let up, because so many people, not only is it really dubious of how he can keep everybody at home, it's also costing people, for some people, their livelihood, because a lot of people rely on these service industry jobs, and bars are a big part of it.
Well, I think we're going to see, probably within a week or so, them opening up the bars. We're going to see a huge pushback from people that own bars that are going to be putting forth some of the same arguments that I just said.
It's already happening.
Yeah. Then why is it safe that they can sit and eat food? Four random people can just show up and eat food, but four random people can't show up and get a drink.
I was going to say, one of the concerns I might have about a casino is that you're operating machines, and those machines would then be picking up
dealing cards.
All right, what about a laundromat? How is that different than a laundromat?
Good question. I don't have the answer to that.
Yeah, it's because there's none. You're operating a bunch of machines in close proximity of a bunch of other people. All right, it's arbitrary. It's stupid. There's no. I don't think there's a single.
I don't have an idea.
I know. I'm not saying, but you didn't make the law, Steve. I'm not yelling at you.
But it
just goes to show how stupid these laws are. I mean, any example that you could give to me why shutting down that casino is a good idea, I can give you a blatant example of how the law allows you to do the exact same thing at a different business. They're just singling out certain markets and saying, we don't need that market. That market is not important. And any of the people that work in that market don't need a job as much as all these other people do. I mean, that's what it's disenfranchising all of these people that work in the bar industry, in the casino industry.
Oh, you're talking about casinos. How about hotels?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, hotels the same. And that's not 100% because they've put the restrictions against them. This whole thing, one of the byproducts is nobody's traveling. You know, all the Zoom meetings that people are doing are keeping business people from going around and staying in hotels. So, I mean, it's the hotels are going to take even longer to come back than the restaurants. They can't just say, okay, hotels, you're 100% good to go. Now open up. People aren't going to just go flooding into the hotels like they're going to go flooding into the bars or flooding into the casino.
I think
it's
going to
be months before they start.
Well, and I know buffets. Buffets are just not going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah, buffets are not going to happen. I don't think they're going to be back. I don't think you're going to see buffets.
You're not going to see large crowds at concerts.
Well, it's one of the, buffets. They could go by the wayside. Something that you used to see at every single restaurant that's very rare now is a salad bar. And that's because so many stories and studies have come out about people sneezing on the salad bar.
Well, why do you think there's that glass guard, which is literally called a sneeze guard?
Yeah, sneeze guard. Well, when they first had salad bars, they didn't have that. You know, like as time goes on, they realize, oh, maybe we should put in certain protocols and this and that. And I'm not trying to disparage salad bars. I love a good salad bar. But there's a reason why certain companies stopped doing it is because it opened them up to a liability if they didn't take care of that salad bar 100%. And so many,
really
it went by the wayside as a liability. And so I could see, similar things happening with buffets. You know, in trying to protect themselves from getting somebody sick, they either completely change the way that people are able to get the food, maybe have some sort of attendant that gives the food to them instead of people spooning it out themselves. I don't know. It's this whole coronavirus is going to have lasting impacts on the way that we live our lives.
We're going to continue to be confused. There's no doubt about it. That's the bottom line here. We're going to take a break for news, and we will talk when your phone calls are welcome at 754-1490. Give me a call. And you can be on the air.
If you're looking for complete coverage of local, state, regional, and national high school, college, and professional sports, tune in to Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360 to Dave O'Hara Sports every Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. If you want to listen to archived episodes or interviews of specific players, coaches, reporters, and broadcasters, or have comments or questions for the show, go to twitter.com/DaveO'HaraSports or facebook.com/DaveO'HaraSports.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ah. The pitter-patter, splitter-splatter of Sunday morning.
Wait, no, that's bacon. And it's spitting all over your PJs. Stains can ruin any moment. Get them out with Tide, America's number one detergent. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
Plan to use your tax refund as a down payment on a better car? Talk to me. I'm Brady, your consumer loan specialist at the Danville State Savings Bank. With your good credit, I can get you pre-approved for the car you need. Then you'll walk into the dealership knowing what you can spend because you've already decided on a comfortable payment. One more way that the Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at the Salvation Army want you to know that although times are hard right now, you're not alone. They're here for you to help you with whatever they can, whenever they can. Whether it's their pantry assistance, online church services, free-to-go lunches Monday through Friday, or their Tuesday produce, you can rely on their helping hand in this worrying world. Call 319-753-2038 to make an appointment today. Open Tuesday and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
News brought to you by Kelly O'Shea's Pub and Grill, featuring a full menu including seafood, steaks, chops, pub sandwiches, whole catfish, and appetizers, as well as nightly specials. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
And now a look at today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. Des Moines County had seen a drop in COVID-19 cases over the weekend, all because of an error by the state health department. The Burlington Beacon reports that seven cases that were originally thought to be in Des Moines County were supposed to be attributed to the city of Des Moines in Polk County. Des Moines County's case count was adjusted accordingly to correct this error. The state's bars and casinos are still waiting to get the okay from the governor to reopen after restrictions were lifted on restaurants and many other businesses. Iowa Racing and Gaming Administrator Brian Arielko says the 19 state-licensed casinos will follow a thoughtful, slow process when they are given the green light.
It's not just a situation where when they can open, we'll see the doors spring open and lots of people come in and we're back to how things used to be. That certainly will not be the case.
Arielko says he expects there will be limits on how many people will be allowed at each property. Iowa has rebuilt its stockpile of personal protective equipment after a dire shortage that prompted the state to buy replenishments from some unusual sources. Records show Iowa's executive branch has signed $45 million worth of emergency purchase orders for isolation gowns, masks, face shields, goggles, and other equipment from mid-March through April. That includes $7.2 million in contracts for gowns and goggles, with a Des Moines business that has never previously sold either and is known for making Republican campaign signs. The deal includes 590,000 masks that were purchased directly from China and to be flown to an Ankeny warehouse. University of Iowa researchers privately warned that the coronavirus would continue spreading through the state even before Governor Reynolds relaxed social distancing policies, a move they said would exacerbate the problem. In a report to the Iowa Department of Public Health on April 27th, the university experts said that Iowa had not reached a peak and reopening the state economy before then would, quote, result in a rapid rise of cases. In a paper dated May 4th, they found that the virus was still likely growing. They said that Iowa's school and business closures and other steps had strongly mitigated the spread of infection, but nonetheless were not, quote, sufficient to prevent uncontained spread. And those are today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A House committee is investigating Friday's firing of State Department Inspector General Steve Linick. He was reportedly looking into Secretary Mike Pompeo having a State Department employee run personal errands, like dog walking and getting his laundry.
Senator Bernie Sanders criticized the president's decision on ABC's This Week.
He does not understand that in the function of government, you have a Congress, you have inspector generals who say, by the way, Mr. President, what you're doing is wrong and it may be illegal.
President Trump says he no longer has confidence in Linick. The Foreign Relations Committee is demanding the White House turn over all documents related to the firing.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Tropical storm Arthur is just off the North Carolina coast.
Biggest threat from Arthur looks like it's going to be a lot of water. 1 to 3 inches of rain is expected over coastal North Carolina through this afternoon. Isolated amounts up to 5 inches.
That's Dennis Felkin of the National Hurricane Center. America's listening to Fox News.
It is a stressful world out there right now, especially when it comes to figuring out what to eat. That's why Kelly O'Shea's is here to give you the comfort you deserve. Right now, you can order carryout of your favorite piping hot pub food Thursdays and Fridays to keep you warm and happy during your days in. Check out their menu on Kelly O'Shea's Pub's Facebook page to see what's to offer. Not your average pub, not the average way. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Weather today, it's going to be a, let's call it a cloudy day with a 40% chance of showers and possible thunderstorms. A high today could reach 60 degrees this afternoon. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Cloudy tonight, a slight chance of showers. A low down to 54. Warmer Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies. Slight chance of showers, 74. Mostly cloudy Tuesday night, a low to 57. Partly sunny Wednesday, 71. And right now, we've got skies that are still cloudy, fog, mist, 53.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right.
We will have a presidential election at the end of this year, November. We're going to have one. So be prepared for that. It's just, how is that going to happen?
Do you think we have to conduct an all-mail ballot election come the fall, given the likelihood this...
It's all-mail. God. Does he not understand that women get a vote, too?
The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson. Weeknights from 8 to 11 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. What a Monday morning on Wall Street. Stocks are soaring on vaccine hopes for COVID-19. Moderna is out with the very first data of a human trial of a COVID-19 vaccine. It was a very small trial. There are lots of caveats, but it was positive. JCPenney filed for bankruptcy Friday night. Investors spent the weekend trying to figure out which of the more than 800 stores might have to close. The company plans to spin its properties into a separate real estate company. And the chain store gloom could continue this week. Tomorrow, we get quarterly results from Walmart, Kohl's, and Home Depot. Changes are coming to U.S. airports. As many as 12 will start taking the temperatures of passengers this week to try to keep sick people off planes. Investors are digesting some comments by Fed Chair Jay Powell, who says the economy may not bounce back until there is a vaccine. He said it on 60 Minutes last night on CBS. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
And there's a change in the weather.
It's horrible out here.
And you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain in effect.
On air and online.
I always know it's going to be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
And good morning. It's 9:38 at KBUR. It is a Monday. Still cloudy skies. Looking at a high today around 60 degrees. Maybe some more rain coming in. We're talking about anything and everything. I guess maybe the question is, if anybody went out to dinner, if anybody went out and tried some things, if you went to a bar, you went to some of these places. I guess really, we talked last week about the silliness about having some stores absolutely packed. Home improvement stores, it's been like Black Friday. I mean, they've been
crazy.
Busy. It's been crazy there. And I guess...
I went to Menards the other day for a bottle of carpet cleaner, and the place was packed to the rafters.
Yeah, it's nuts how many people will go to the home improvement stores. But yeah, retailers opening today. My fiance works in a retailer, a big one here in town. And they're preparing for the onslaught today. They think it's going to be very busy.
In all likelihood,
be safe out there.
Be.
Yeah, it's probably going to be. There are people that are just dying to get out of the house,
they're cooped up.
So yeah, I'm sure a lot of these places that are opening up today are going to see quite a bit of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, everyone just keep your distance, wash your hands, and everything will be fine.
And don't hoard.
Yeah, and be nice. I know it's been a couple months since you've been in a store. But,
don't be a jerk.
But yeah, be polite. We're all people. We've all been going through this thing together. Let's all be nice to each other.
Yeah, being cooped up for a few weeks and not being able to go to Hobby Lobby doesn't give you the right to be a jerk to anybody, especially the employees.
Yeah.
No doubt about that, I guess. Yeah, you know, I think that's really the thing is that confusion reigns is what we have here, and I guess that's and it's going to be that way until we get to a point where we have some a better idea of what we really can do or can't do. And that's going to be the question today. I guess what is right, what is wrong, what else is going to be opening up? Will we have these things opened up? Is there a difference between, you know, I mean,
I think most of the things that are closed, you're going to see open back up starting with limited capacity within, I'd say, the next 2 weeks.
I'd probably agree. I think once we've gone through, once we get some data in that cases aren't skyrocketing, then I think they'll start lifting all the rest of the restrictions.
I think the reason they decided to go with this soft opening approach now is because while the cases aren't going down, they definitely seemingly started to plateau for the last week and a half-ish.
Yeah. The Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services is Azar, I think is his name. He made a statement yesterday talking about the reopenings and all the different states that have reopened. They haven't so far seen an uptick in cases. They haven't seen a spike in any area that opened up here in the last week or so. But he did add a caveat that it's still early and data is still coming in. So as they get the more data, they'll adjust their regulations, you know, as that comes in. But so far in the first week or so, he announced that they haven't seen any huge spikes in any areas of the coronavirus. So that's definitely good, and it helps that the theory that maybe we're past the worst of it. So
I guess maybe that's about
all.
That's a good sign that the worst. Well, you know, the thing is, we passed the worst, but have we passed? I mean, the question is, and we had this talk about earlier, is that will we have a second wave or a third wave, and what do we do then, and how will that impact this whole process?
I think by the time if there is a second wave, not only do I think it might not be as severe, I think we'll also be better prepared.
Well, yeah.
But we should be better prepared. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, with everything we've done over the past 2 months, this is kind of a dry run for an even worse pandemic, I guess we could say. We've seen, you know, how quickly something can spread. Just by doing some social measures like staying at home and washing our hands and keeping our distance, we've been able to mitigate the worst of this virus for the most part. You know, or it could have been a lot worse here in the United States. Is it still under 100,000 deaths in the United States so far?
I believe so.
Yeah, I mean, last I saw, it was about a million cases, and under 100,000 deaths is what they're saying. But all those numbers up and up and up.
I think the total last time I saw was hovering somewhere around 80,000.
Yeah, that sounds about right to me too. But it could have been a lot worse. But I see this as a good dry run for something that could have been worse had it, you know. So with the second and third waves, I agree with Colin. With everything that we've done so far, I think it's more likely that they're going to have less of an impact than this round did.
But, well, I guess the question is it's like anything else. What we do, the things we don't know about this thing are more than the things we do know. I mean, we know that there is some.
We know how fast it spreads. We know what it does to people.
We know that.
We know who is at risk for infection. So we know a decent amount.
Well,
now,
actually, we know who's at risk for infection. Who isn't at risk for infection?
Well, I mean, at risk for it to
be
severe
infection.
Yeah.
Well, in terms of we got kids that are dying in New York right now because of a new strain of this thing. Did you know that?
Is that substantiated? I haven't heard about that.
Well, that is, and we've got it came in, and basically it's showing up as a. It's not a widespread thing, but it's a place. It's showing up and it's popping up here and there. We've also had 762 people that were tested at this meatpacking plant in Perry, Iowa. None of them had symptoms. So I mean, that's the diversity in this thing. The diversity in this thing is what is
a whole factory can get it and they can still go about their daily lives.
But are they spreading to other people while they're, you know, you're still contagious? That's the problem. We don't know how contagious, I mean, and how long does
that
contagious?
Well, that's the thing. We don't know for certain, but we're getting a pretty good idea.
All right. Well, it's a pretty good idea, but it's still a question.
There's still work to be done, obviously, but I think for where we are now, we could be far, far behind where we are.
Oh, I would agree with that. There's no doubt. I mean, yeah, I think we know more, but I guess the question is...
There's more to know.
But there's more to know. We did have sports. We had NASCAR racing.
Welcome change of pace.
You know, and will there be baseball? Well, and if there is going to be baseball,
There
will be. Well, okay, I guess that's...
But right now, the general consensus with baseball is they want something to happen. Right now, it's a contract issue. With the major leagues, because if they're playing a shortened season, they want modified contracts, and it's a whole situation of where they're going to play and all that, so it's still very much up in the air.
All right, it is very much up in the air. 9:46 at KBUR. We're going to take a break. We will be back.
Welcome to the program.
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Maybe the question is, and this is a little tongue-in-cheek, whose career is in better shape right now, Cam Newton's or Andy Dalton?
Cam wants to start.
Right, he may be unemployed in August.
Yes.
By choice and not by choice.
Well, he may say, look, I'm not going unless I can start. And a team's going to go, well, we're not bringing you in unless you want to be a backup. I think Cam's just going to wait for somebody to get injured.
Dan Patrick. The Dan Patrick Show.
Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Time to call Sherwood Company.
The weather is warming, and soon you'll be able to enjoy your home's outdoor living spaces. An awning from the Sherwood Company can help you enjoy those areas even more. Outdoor awnings expand the living area of your home, giving you more entertaining space that is protected from rain and the blazing sun. Ideal for decks and patios, they are easy to operate and retract or extend in minutes, allowing sun when you want it and shade when you need it. Sherwood Company builds awnings that are both fashionable and functional. Offered in over 1,000 different combinations of colors and styles, outdoor awnings provide indoor benefits too. They protect your furniture, drapes, and carpeting from fading due to the infrared rays of the sun. Awnings from the Sherwood Company are custom designed for your space and come with a 10-year warranty. Call the Sherwood Company for more information today.
First impression last. Time to call Sherwood Company.
Is your house's exterior looking sad with faded, discolored, or damaged siding? Standard of Beaverdale can help. We have a wide variety of siding colors available, and we have large samples so you can really see what you would be getting. We also have some really neat stone options that you can use for accent or to update your fireplace. It is amazing how different and how much better a home can look with the addition of some stone accents. Your home is your biggest investment, and maintaining it is so important in building its value. How are your windows? Replacement windows are energy efficient and quiet. They make your home look better and feel more comfortable, and save on your electric bill. New window colors are bronze and black on the exterior, and we have wood tone interiors. Whether your home improvement projects are large or small, Standard is ready to help. Get them done so you can enjoy the improvements. Take pride in your home and have a sense of accomplishment. Curb appeal is really a big deal. Ask any realtor.
Great River Health has a COVID-19 call center staffed by registered nurses to answer your questions about coronavirus. It also will help guide your care if you have these symptoms: cough, breathing problems, sore throat, or fever. The number to call is 800-871-3313. Patients should call before going to Great River Medical Center, Fort Madison Community Hospital, Henry County Health Center, or one of their clinics. This will ensure you receive the care you need while limiting your exposure to the virus. Your health counts. Call 800-871-3313.
Have something to sell? Looking for something? Have something to give away? You can now do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the KBUR online trading post. Just go to KBUR.com and click on Trading Post, or go to our KBUR Facebook page direct and join the Trading Post group and start dealing. You can post as many pictures of your items as you wish. It is still the marketplace of the air, but now all the time. The KBUR online trading post from News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And good morning. It's 9:49 at KBUR, 754-1490. I had a line ringing. I didn't, person gave up. Nobody was there. But anyway, 754-1490. We'd like to hear from you today. Your thoughts about the first weekend of the soft opening, if you have them. And also, anything else that's on your mind about what is right, what is wrong, what is crazy, I guess really is this something, how serious is this thing, and are we over making it too serious, or are we making it too light? I guess that's a question. Good morning. Who do we have with us today? Hello? Yes, go
ahead.
Yes, hello.
The discussion you have here on the license, or like the bars and whatever, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They could be looking at their license, and you take like one of the local bars here, it could be licensed as a bar that serves bar food, or they're licensed as a restaurant that happens to have a bar, you know?
I don't know. How does that work? Mikey, do you know how that works?
Well, I mean, any bar can be, if you have a kitchen and you are doing ready
and serve food,
ready to order food,
you are
essentially a restaurant.
But if all you are is just if you just have bar food and on
if
the
you're
bar.
Serving hot food out of a kitchen, you are technically a restaurant under the law.
So it would be a kitchen. Mm-hmm. You need to have a kitchen. Yeah.
Okay, so now we have the Eagles. They serve food, but they're not licensed as a restaurant.
And that's different. That's a private club, I believe.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's open to the public for that time.
Yeah. Just because they serve food at certain times doesn't mean that, you know, that's a private club. That's totally different.
Are private clubs okay?
I
assume so.
I believe that they can open up and serve food like they would have before, but they can't be operating in a bar capacity the way, like.
Yeah. You can't just
have
a bar.
But I mean, if they serve food, my guess is it's probably up to whoever's in charge in charge of that club. It's not up to the government. The government hasn't shut down the Eagles club. It's whoever's in charge of the Eagles club hasn't opened it up. That's what's going on.
All right. You bring up an interesting point. Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling in today. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good morning. Who do we have with us today on the talk show?
If you have potato chips for sale in your bar and anything, you got to have a restaurant license.
No, you don't. If prepackaged food like that, you don't. It's the same reason a gas station doesn't have to have a restaurant license.
Pickled eggs. If you get a jar of that and a jar of.
No. If you're trying to say
ham hocks,
you can sell ham hocks and call yourself a restaurant and open up, you're not right. You're incorrect.
You have to have a kitchen and serve hot
food.
Is that right?
You have to have a health license. You have to be inspected and approved by the local health department to be able to serve food. So unless you have that.
Well, I had a bar and a restaurant for 25 years, so I guess I don't know what I'm talking about.
Ham hocks, selling ham hocks, if you're making them yourself, you're probably going to have a health department approval to be able to do that, to make your own food there, but that still doesn't make you a restaurant. You know, it's the same reason why a gas station is not a restaurant. You know, they don't have to operate under the same rules that a normal restaurant does, and they can, just because they sell a bag of potato chips there, doesn't mean that they have to be subject to some sort of health department.
Some gas stations do have restaurants in them. Yes,
some do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you don't have, you have to have a kitchen and you have to have actually be making food. And is there any percentage of revenue that you use or whatever that you?
I believe it's supposed to be. I don't know. Under the law, there is some sort of distinction about the amount of revenue or whatever you get. I'm not 100% with that.
Hey, we appreciate the call today. Thank you. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
Wait a minute, please.
Okay.
There we go. Basically, what you're saying, I most agree with you about closures and everything. I'm glad mine is open again. I work in a restaurant, so I'm glad about that. That I predict that you're right. Another week or two, they will open on casinos and other things. As far as I care, casinos should never be open. That's my thought, but people
okay,
wanted
Dean.
It.
Right.
Basically, I think that I think you're going to see more kids and more parents go online to get their education, instead of going college the old-fashioned way. And that's going to hurt junior colleges and colleges in the future. And I think the next fight you're going to see over this is going to basically be, I know the school's out for a year, but I think some parents are going to walk up to the school boards and demand them to allow their kids go to school. And they're going to say, well, I'd rather have my kids get education than not get education. Because you had talked about how it's not that great online. But I don't got a computer. But I think that I could be wrong. I meant sometimes I'm not right, you know that. But I think those things are going to happen. And I hope and I pray that they will have old thrashers. I haven't heard anything about that because I go to it every year.
If I had to guess, Dean, I would guess that they are. The way everything's looking right now, they may have a hard time getting talent like to perform.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the artists aren't touring for the rest of the year. But I bet old thrashers will go on without a hitch.
Are concerts going to be allowed by that time?
I think.
But also, yeah. I know we got a short amount of time, but, you know, past years we have a deguka where we overthrow governments, and now we got a former president who tried to do that with Trump. That basically, I say, let me put it this way. 20 years ago, we kicked out the English because of two reasons. Because we want to practice our faith freely and because they looked down upon us because we were common people. They think we're not that intelligent. And there's some people in Washington and the news media, not you three, there's some that think, well, we know better, we're smarter, we're more intelligent, we went to Harvard, Yale. So those common people, they're not that smart, they're not that wise. So we gotta tell them how to run their lives and how our government should run. And we gotta remember it's the people. And when I know you say we're gonna get tough with China, but I like to know when. They basically got this government. They're paying our debt. The World Organization, Health. They basically own them. I'd like to know when somebody's going to get up and tell them to stop acting like the way they are.
Well, I can tell you some good news for you, Dean. As of yesterday, 116 countries have signed a petition to do a large-scale investigation into the possible start of the coronavirus and where it came from. So there's 116 countries out there that say that, you know, that they want to figure out what happened.
Well,
so I think that's a good idea.
Way, I would be in the news because if I had the money, I'll put a great big sign out by Roosevelt Nation and ask everybody to hawk if they agree with me. And I think a lot of people would. You all have a nice day.
All right. Thanks, Dean.
Keep dry.
All right.
Thanks,
Dean.
Right.
And again, it is it's a Monday, I guess. What we have is we have some things that we know, some things we don't know. We really don't know for sure what's going to be happening in September. We really don't. We think we know. We don't know whether there'll be concerts. Will concerts be allowed? Will there be people in the stands for football games?
Maybe.
Well, maybe is about all we can say about anything anymore, right?
I think we're going to be back to normal by the end of the summer. I think by the time, like Dean was skeptical that school would start in the fall. I think school will start on time. I think by the time it hits August, this whole, you know, scare and everyone will be back to their normal selves and will be 85% normal. You know, I think we're not going to be afraid to touch each other in 4 months or so. But hey, I'm just a radio DJ. I'm not a professional.
All right. Thanks for listening today. Have a great Monday.